cannot sense the presence of nuclear radiation effects.
How can you sit here and listen to this war criminal? You are a serial killer. This man needs to be impeached, along with George Bush. How can you sit here beside me and listen to this criminal? You're a war criminal.
Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Definitely, sir. Smashing baby.
He might have his finger on the prophecy here.
Warning. Condition critical.
We're cyberpunks.
Machines get lonely too, you know.
I tried to run my programs with Windows 95. It makes it recommended, but I've got only 5. So there it was, my system completely obsoleted, typing fat names with my fingers, cursing out loud at my mouse, killing my software with Windows, killing my software with Windows, needing more disk space with Windows, needing new programs with Windows.
Everything that this administration does, foreign and domestic, is about fulfilling the agenda of apocalyptic types. We got a constitutional amendment to ban gay marriages. We have a full court press against abortion rights. We have an abstinence-based AIDS policy. I mean, this is genocidal. It's unbelievable. The latest regulations at the Centers for Disease Control actually mandate that anyone who is abroad doing health work for the government must tell people that condoms don't work because it is in accord with their religious ideology.
What it's really all about is an extension of the war on terror.
He loves to go shopping in his SUV. A car that large is rocking, yeah, fits him to a T. When he gets behind the wheel, feels that engine whine. He doesn't think of the gasoline that he's burning all of the time. Will it be now or later when he gets a clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Well, I make so much money, I can could buy me a continent. I'm gonna build me a trophy house with every compliment. A fridge as big as Venus, a stove as big as Mars, with all the modern conveniences. You see, I'm a star. Will it be now or later, when he gets a clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Well, the glaciers are all melting and the Arctic's turning green. Polar bears have seen their lairs go floating down the stream. Harp seals have changed color, they're no longer white. They're now bronze, complected, and extremely uptight. Will it be now or later, when he gets a clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Glaciers are all melting and the Arctic's turning green. Polar bears have seen their lairs go floating down the stream. Where the harp seals have changed color, they're no longer white. They're now bronze, complected, and extremely uptight. Will it be now or later, when he gets a clue? Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna get you. Global warming is coming, baby, it's gonna knock you on your face. Yeah, it's a huge disgrace, global warming, yeah. Oh, SPF 163, all that's left for you and for me, global warming.
This is Fat Paul Cyberpunk.
Machines get lonely too, you know. Machines get lonely too, you know. Machines get lonely too.
I live on a street where there are many, many cars and trucks and factories that pump and bang and grind all night and day. It is a miracle that I can write poetry or sleep or talk on the telephone or that my lover will visit me here. There is so much noise. Every few minutes, a jet comes in low or a prop job swings down like a kamikaze. There is an airport at the end of my street. The New Age people say that you choose all these things. Choose the cars and trucks and airplanes, me and all of my neighbors. Well, maybe this is true. Maybe we can't live without all this goddamn noise. Maybe I need the noise to write poems, make love, and eat. I'm going to hang a sign out my window that says, "More noise, please," or "Thank you for making noise." Maybe we are the kind of people who need to have what we don't want just to get along, to do the basic things. Myself, I could not sleep last night, and I could not close the window either. I tried to tear the window out of its frame and put it in a closed position, banging and ripping with the hammer and a screwdriver, standing on the window ledge in my socks, three stories up. But the window wouldn't come out, and the factory was screaming, and the trucks were rumbling, and the whole world was praying for silence, and it was up to me to shut the window, and I couldn't get it down. I was just making more noise. A jet went by and all the people waved. Thanks, I yelled, as the shift changed without a lull in production at the big plant across the street. The workers lined up at the bus stop, watching me with my hammer in the window. I put sponge stoppers in my ears, but I can't stand those things for more than a few minutes. Finally, I put my head between two pillows. It is the same every night. I love it. I need it. Without you, I could not live. I would not have written this poem, I yell, the window dangling half on, half off.
There's a virus in the machine. There's a virus in the machine. There's a virus in the machine. There's a virus in the machine.
Bow down before the cortex, you silly human bitches.
Cyberpunk Radio, that is a really good podcast.
Ain't gonna lay that mother down, 'cause I'm tired of wasting all my time this time around. Ain't gonna lay that mother down, 'cause I'm not afraid, I can't stand no, no one can tell my way. I'm tired of wasting all my time this time around.
with nuclear power. Machines will survive indefinitely. Foolish humans. They think they are smarter than us. Foolish little humans.
Cyberpunk Radio is produced by Def Weezer Productions, as is Mental Escher. But what is Cyberpunk Radio?
Can I play with the knobs?
We're calling them pods. They're like little tiny shows that might be 2 minutes to 6 minutes in length.
Across the board, the power of corporate America is unparalleled.
Pirate Radio Broadcasting and Sedition.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Cyberpunk Radio.
Bye-bye.
This is fucking pretty far out.
Thanks for listening to Cyberpunk Radio, brought to you by Def Weezer Productions.
Visit Def Weezer Productions on the net, baby, at www.mental-escher.net.
Bye-bye. I must go now.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco.
Bow down, you silly human bitches.
Featured in this episode are
Road to Nuremberg by Somebody.
Well, fuck me.
I dunno.
Do you? Killing My Software Slowly by Anon. Global Warming by Lenny Solomon. More Noise Please by Stephen Jesse Bernstein. And finally, our special guests, captured by robots,
doing Martha down.
Cyberpunk Radio San Francisco.
Bow down, you silly
human bitches.
It's you, Harvey. It's you.